More of you are voluntarily quitting your job. What the heck? It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 10th of July. Thanks for coming by. A judge today said people could testify that Roundup causes cancer. Get this, only three stocks are responsible for the majority of upward movement in stocks this year. Stunning, no? Another blue-collar career done due to technology. We'll tell you about that. It's earnings season, and the markets went up. Then we're back with Marketing for Business. This is episode 21. We'll talk about why attention deficit might be good for business, the history of Trader Joe's, and why they do better than any other grocery store in sales per square foot. And then some retail talk about how local could really crush it, but so often fail, and that will cause their demise. There is always the internet. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for Tuesday afternoon. This is happening all over the United States. People are quitting their jobs in near record numbers voluntarily, saying, I quit. All of this coming from a report called the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, and it comes from the Labor Department. The report says the number of workers leaving jobs of their own free will increased by 212,000 in May to 3.3 million people, saying, hey, I quit. That lifted the quits rate 1/10 of 1 percentage point to 2.4%, the highest since April of 2001. People are quitting their jobs. Why? Well, in order to gain higher wages, and that could bode well for folks that stick around. The rise in the quits rate, which policymakers and economists view as a measure of job market confidence, bolsters expectations that wage gains will accelerate yet this year. Workers voluntarily quitting their jobs in May were concentrated, by the way, in the health care and social assistance, finance and insurance, utilities, transportation, and warehousing industry. The JOLTS report also showed there were 6.6 million unfilled jobs at the end of May. That's down from a record 6.8 million vacancies reported in April. Job openings remain elevated and continue to suggest a shortage of skilled workers, with the labor market seen as either being near or at full employment. All of this is supposed to bode well for higher wages, but when is that going to happen? Well, don't bet on it anytime soon. We'll share more about that when we get to a market report. Well, even though evidence that Roundup weed killer can cause cancer seems weak, experts can still make that claim at trial. That according to a U.S. judge today. The decision in San Francisco allows hundreds of lawsuits against Roundup manufacturer Monsanto to move forward. The lawsuit by cancer victims and their families say that the agrochemical giant knew about Roundup's cancer risk but failed to warn them. Many government regulators have rejected the link between cancer and the active ingredient in Roundup, that's glyphosate. Monsanto has vehemently denied such a connection, saying hundreds of studies have established that glyphosate is safe. But back in February, a federal judge blocked California from requiring that Roundup carry a label stating that it is known to cause cancer, saying the wording is misleading because almost all regulators have concluded there is no evidence glyphosate is a carcinogenic. So how powerful is Netflix, Amazon, and Microsoft? Well, together, this year, they are responsible for 71% of the S&P 500 returns and 78% of NASDAQ 100 returns. The three stocks make up 35%, 21%, and 15% of S&P 500 returns, respectively, while making up 41%, 21%, and 15% of NASDAQ 100 returns. Those are big companies pulling big numbers. Apple also makes up a large portion of both indices, contributing 12% of both S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 returns, while Alphabet and Facebook contribute 8% each as well. So now you know why technology has been a leader all year long on the stock market. You know what? We'll check the numbers from Wall Street in just a minute. Speaking of technology, it is everywhere, and there is yet another job that might be soon going away. They're called roughnecks. Those are the folks who work the oil rigs, and soon, according to a story from the Wall Street Journal, that career may be a thing of the past. Technology has already transformed labor needs in most of the world's manufacturing production areas. It's now upending the energy business as well, foretelling the end of one of the last sectors in America where blue-collar workers could depend on jobs paying six-figure salaries. When prices fell 75% over 20 months beginning back in 2014, oil and gas companies were finally forced to modernize to squeeze out profits. Many found they could use new technologies to do the work better and cheaper with fewer people. They've invested billions of dollars on what the industry dubs digital oil fields, embracing artificial intelligence, automation, and other technologies. In other words, this well could be another career that bites the dust. The latest round of corporate earnings is underway in Wall Street. Well, Wall Street likes what it sees. The Dow gained 143 points as DuPont, Pioneer, and Procter & Gamble outperformed. The S&P 500 added 0.3%, with energy rising. The NASDAQ finished above the flat line. Russell 2000, by the way, which is made up of small-cap stocks, briefly hit an all-time high before closing lower. Earnings for the first quarter rose 24% year over year. Wall Street is expecting similar results for calendar year second quarter. Analysts polled by FactSet expect S&P 500 second quarter earnings to have grown by 20%. How about that? First quarter earnings up 24%. Wall Street's looking for the same kind of thing. FactSet says earnings are going to go up by 20%. Meanwhile, wages, remember those? They're flat. More than 20 companies in the S&P 500 have already released their quarterly results, including PepsiCo. The soft drink and snacks maker posted better-than-expected earnings, sending its shares higher. PepsiCo also said it expects substantially higher earnings growth for the fourth quarter. The expectation of strong earnings has diverted attention away from lingering trade fears as the U.S. engages other major economies in a trade war. Oh, and one other thing. You know all that talk about buy American, hire American? What does Wall Street think of that? Well, here's a clue. Tesla shares rose by more than 2% after Bloomberg News reported the company is planning to build a massive plant in China. The report says the plant will have the capacity to build 500,000 vehicles per year. Looking at the numbers, the Dow gained 143 points to close at 24,919. The NASDAQ was up fractionally to close at 77.59. And the S&P 500 gained over 0.3% to close at 27.93. Gold took another drubbing as equities looked pretty good, with the metal dropping by $3.50 to settle at $12.56.10 an ounce. Crude was up by 21 cents to end the day at $74.06 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note, that gained a bit today and pays 2.87%. That's the markets. Up next, Phil K. James and I get into Marketing for Business, Episode 21. We're talking about getting an early start, attention deficit, which might be good for business. And in Part 2, we give you the backstory of Trader Joe's and their success. And then it's on to how locally owned retail can crush it if they want. But too many times, they miss the mark. And that will be their undoing. After all, there's always the internet. Marketing for Business, Episode 21, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.